This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Chinette Brand. Chinette Brand makes premium disposable tableware for all of life's gatherings. Visit mychinette.com to find out more. Geico, go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Peloton, try Peloton classes free for the rest of the year. New members only. Visit onepeloton.com/app to learn more. OxiClean, work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxyclean.com for more cleaning tips and tricks. And Ring. This holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/OTV to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. All right, Vinos, before we get into this week's OTV, let me take a quick minute to talk about Chinette Brand. I'm sure you've heard me talk about how much of a fan I am of this brand. So Chinette Brand is a people-focused company that offers premium disposable tableware from durable plates and cups to cutlery, napkins, to table covers, pretty much everything that you would want and need when it comes to getting together with the people in your life. They've been a part of American culture for literally over 90 years and are really the go-to brand for cookouts, birthdays, game nights, baby showers. Definitely come in clutch for the holiday season, which is upon us right now. They have products like their Chinette Classic, made with at least 80% recycled materials right here in the US of A. Their products are super durable no matter what you're putting on your plate, and they're microwave safe for those leftovers the next day or two. They have Chinette Crystal, which looks super elegant, but is of course shatterproof, so guests aren't afraid to get their hands on it. And their Chinette Comfort, which includes cups with built-in sleeves for those hot drinks this fall and winter, and snap-on lids for taking them on the go. Really, they have everything you need when it comes to getting together with the people you love in your life, which is really the best part of life. So make sure to stock up in time for the holidays this year and beyond. Visit mychinette.com to find out more.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast, Off the Vine. Take it away, Brie.
Wine. Lots of wine.
Hey, B on the mic. Turn it up. Let's go. Hey, Ramen, Pino, ready for the show? Everyone's welcome, so come on in because OTV, it's about to begin. Hey.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. I kind of want to change that. I'm your host, KB. Just, you know, a little shorter there. Today, I had the chance to chat with Savannah Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley. She is just as outspoken as she is on the show and definitely had us laughing quite a few times. She's actually really sweet, too. She talks about her controversial relationship with her ex-fiance, Nick, the strained relationship with other siblings that are not on the show, how their life changed once her family started doing the show, and what rumor she would squash if she could. We also share a few more favorite spots in Nashville, hear more about the beauty line that she started and where she sees herself in 5 years. And we get a little surprise hello from Mr. Todd Chrisley himself. Enjoy the podcast with Miss Savannah. How are you? You look so beautiful.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
So good. I love that you're podcasting from your bathroom right now.
Okay. Honestly, it's the only pretty room in my house right now. So
it is. It has good lighting. It's a nice background. I love it. And it probably has good acoustics.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? I'm redoing my house. So my bathroom was the first thing to get finished. And I was like, you know what? This is going to be my go-to.
That's funny. What are you renovating, like the whole house or what's going on there?
I really just did the I started with just doing the master bathroom, and then you know how that goes. You're like, oh, I'll redo this, redo that, like, redid the staircasing, yeah. You know, one thing after the other.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I started with like one room and actually it was this room that I'm in. And then I like gutted the whole kitchen and now I'm going to do my bathrooms. It's like addicting. And then you're like, why don't I just move into a new house? And then you're like, oh, I'll just renovate the one I'm in. That seems like a lot less work.
Yeah, honestly, after doing this though, like in the midst of COVID, I'm like, you know what? Next time I'm moving into a brand new house to where like I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That's what I want to do. Same thing. So you're in Nashville. We're in the same city. I know it's hard to just get together even in the same city to podcast because we both have like probably crazy schedules, but you're in Nashville right now, right? Your house is in Nashville?
Yes, it is.
Amazing. And so, okay, how long have you lived in Nashville? Where are you from?
Okay, so I'm originally from Atlanta. And so yes. I grew up in Atlanta and then I moved to Nashville at 17. And so I've been in Nashville 7 years.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite thing about Nashville?
when I first moved here, I mean, I loved it because it was like big city, small town vibe. You can like go to a bar or a restaurant, run into someone that you know. And that was obviously more prevalent like 7 years ago. Now it's a bit crazier. So it's lost its charm a little bit, but...
I know. I actually feel the same way. I moved here, I guess it was almost 6 years ago now. So about the same. And I used to feel the exact same way. I was like, there's so much charm. It's like such a small town feel and everybody's just so friendly, but now everyone's moving here. There's like over 100. And I think they said like over 170 people moved to Nashville a day.
Oh, it's crazy. Like I also have my real estate license and it's just, it's insane, the stuff, like the people that are moving here, the people that have reached out to me. It's insane.
I mean, what a time to be a real estate agent in Nashville. That's amazing.
I know, right?
That's awesome. Where are your favorite spots? People always ask me, because, you know, everybody does come to Nashville either to move or to visit or to bachelorette party or birthday or whatever they're doing. What's your favorite place to go to in Nashville? Like dinner, bar, music? What is your favorite spot?
Okay, so I may be 24, but like I am so old. I don't really like go out to bars. I don't do, like, I love Sperry's.
Yeah.
Have you been to Sperry's before?
Yes.
Yeah, so like the Sperry's in Belmead, like that's my go-to. Like it's my favorite spot. It's like old school. You don't have to worry about nonsense. So
yeah, that's fun. Well, because it's, I mean, so many people that watch your show know you're in Nashville, so they probably look for you when they come to Nashville. Like, you know how people look for country artists? There are some bachelor people here. I feel like Nashville, everybody's on the lookout for anyone that they watch on TV. So do people like recognize you all the time?
Yeah, like I stay away from like Broadway downtown. Yeah. But the sad part is your address gets on these like tours that go around town.
Yeah.
And then people will write your address down and then come back and think it's okay to like knock on your door at 9-10 o'clock at night. And
that's happened to you?
Oh yeah. It's the most insane thing in the world. I mean, even when like, so I have younger siblings and they're 15 and 8.
Yeah.
And someone literally pulled Grayson at the time, I think was probably like 13, literally pulled him out of the front door. It was like, you're taking a picture with me.
No. No, yeah, that feels illegal.
It does. And it's don't get me wrong. We're like extremely grateful and love the people that watch our show and follow us, but some people just take it a little too far.
Yeah. There's people who are like such sweet fans and supporters and people who have boundaries. And then there's some people who just don't respect the bubble and look up your address and knock on your door and touch your arm and pull you out of your house. That's just wrong. Wow. I can't believe that's happened to you. I feel like, again, tell me if I'm wrong, but the biggest thing in the media right now is your relationship with Nick. Is this on or off, or what's happening here?
It's so hard because, you know, being on TV, like people only see a very, like we film for a week and then you see 30 minutes.
Right, right.
So it's so hard because everyone always gives their input and they think they know what's going on, what's not. And so we've just been trying to figure it out. And it's also hard too. I think social media makes things nearly impossible.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I feel like I've grown up on TV and every relationship has been in the public eye, and it sucks because it takes away something from the relationship, but then it also adds all these different pressures to it. And Nick is not good with that.
Yeah.
We're good. Like I grew up on TV basically. He did it.
Right.
And so it's so hard. It's so hard. So I'm kind of just like, you know what? I'm kind of going at my own pace. Whether we're together one day, not the next, like, who knows?
Yeah, that's because I'm like, you haven't been really posting, but I think that's a good thing for you. Like, you have to do what's good for you, what's best for you. And like you said, you've only known growing up on TV. And when the other person hasn't, it's such a weird world because, I mean, I only know a little bit of TV. I didn't grow up on TV. I just went on TV when I was a grown adult. And I found that hard to navigate with a relationship. So I can't imagine growing up that way, having all relationships be public, and then the pressures that come along with that, with everybody thinking they know you. And it's a lot of pressure, and it's extremely hard.
Yeah, something that I've learned is we're all so guilty of posting like when we're down in the dumps, like, I know for me, I'm so guilty of posting something super happy to make everyone think, like, okay, life is great, I'm good. And I feel like so many times relationships kind of go down that avenue of you could be like at each other's throats fighting, and then one person posts something like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. And it's like, why the hell are you telling the world that? You know, like, why are we telling each other that?
Right, right, yeah.
It's just social media, it makes everything very messy. So I've said the next time I'm posting with someone, like, I'm walking down an aisle and you'll find out then.
I love that. That's good for you to have those boundaries too. Like, I'm an oversharer. And I mean, I'm like, I know it just must have been so hard because I've called off an engagement, right? I know how that feels, especially in the public eye. And sometimes you need the break to realize maybe you do miss each other and that you want to make it work. And sometimes you need that to realize, like, actually that chapter is definitely closed and let's move on. But how hard was that to call off a wedding engagement, because you probably, again, felt so much pressure from the outside world. Like, when are you getting married? When is the date? When is this? Like, you probably get caught up in that.
It was. And you'll be able to relate because, you know, we got engaged and then the next thing with filming was, okay, well, when's there going to be a wedding? Like, it'll be a completely different spinoff show and it'll be, you know, following up the process to the wedding, all of these things.
Right.
So I felt the pressure there. And then I think there was part of me, whenever it came to hiring the wedding planner, because we had spoke to Mindy Weiss, and that's who I was going to use.
Yes.
I love her to death, like, sweetest, most amazing human being ever. And I just remember, like, when she basically, we were on the phone with my dad, and she was like, all right, well, this is basically the deposit, whatever. And I just told him, I was like, don't pay it yet. Like, I think it just, whenever I heard that dollar amount, then I just, I just don't know if I'm ready for this yet.
Right.
And then even after that, there was a lot of pressure from just a business side. And then I had to look within myself, and it was so tough. It was the toughest thing I probably ever had to do, just because I think by the time it aired, that the engagement aired on TV, we had already called off the engagement.
Oh yeah, that's hard.
So we're engaged up until that point. You know, like, it was just so, like, having to rewatch the engagement was super tough.
Yeah.
And I also feel like there was a part of me that was like, okay, like, I failed, you know, and this was my first engagement. So is it going to make, like, the next, all right, I've already been engaged once. So what? Like, it's going to make the next one not as special.
Well, I'm telling you what, the second one was more special, if it gives you any hope. But I mean, I totally understand everywhere you're coming from, but yeah, it's when you have to make tough decisions like that, and you're usually making, I mean, if you're like me, sometimes I make decisions based on what I think people should do. And I have to kind of take a step back and go, no, Caitlin, you can't do that. You're a grown woman. You have to do this for yourself, even if it's going to be hard. But that's usually when you learn the biggest life lessons. So I don't know what the status is now, but what did you learn from calling off that engagement and going through that hard time and making that decision for yourself? How did you grow from that?
You know, I think I realized, like, I knew I was strong, but after doing that, it just, I think I kind of found myself getting so wrapped up in a relationship that I lost who I was and what I wanted in life. And I kind of gave up on some things and settled in a sense when it comes to, like, my career and things like that. And I think it just taught me that, you know what, like, you don't have to be in a relationship to be successful. I feel like we live in a society to where relationships are so glamorized. And, you know, whether it's A-Rod and J-Lo being together today or Ben Affleck and J-Lo, like, that's the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
In reality, like, the relationship that we have with ourselves is the most important. And I feel like it kind of took me going through that to realize it.
I love that. Anytime anyone realizes that or has that moment, I'm like, oh, yes, yes. I would high five you if we were in person. It's so true. It's so true. And I mean, you're still so young. I feel like such a, like, dinosaur because I'm 36, but I'm like 24 and, like, you're 24, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 24, 25, 26 are, like, all pivotal years for someone to learn who they are. And it's really cool that you're already noticing that.
Because I see people getting engaged and getting married so young. like, I've got some exes of mine that are, and I'm like, to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, that's going to turn out disastrous. Because, like, you know what they're doing behind closed doors, and you're like, thank God I'm not on that path. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's so true. And even that, even if that means having to call something off or like reroute your path there for things that you need to do for yourself, that's like when people do things for themselves for the longevity of like their happiness, it always makes me so happy than like short-term fixes of like, well, I think I should get, like, I'm at the age where I think I should get married, so I should, or I should be doing this. Like, no, drop all of that. Don't care about what other people say. Do what's best for you, because 10 years down the road, we all know how fast 10 years goes. Like, so fast now. Where are you going to go in 10 years? Like, thank God I did that decision for myself, even if it was hard in that moment, because long term, it's made my life so much better.
For sure, without a doubt.
Right. There's so dang much going on lately with the holidays, which is, it's great. Love the holidays, but it can also make it hard to find time for yourself and to prioritize your wellness. Also, finding the motivation to fit in a workout when I'm this busy, always a struggle. But with Peloton, you will get a fitness experience that's freaking entertaining and fun. Not kidding. I actually have so much fun while getting in a workout when I use my Peloton bike and my app. One reason behind this is definitely the music. They have such incredible playlists, whether you're looking for pop workout, more of a chill yoga session. There's also a huge variety of classes to take. So when I'm at home, I do ride my bike a lot, but I also like to fit in 15-minute strength class. And the classes on the app are perfect for when I'm traveling too, which is a lot lately. I think you guys are already well aware of how much I do love my Peloton instructors. Shout out to Cody and Tunde, two of my faves. I feel like I know all the instructors on Peloton at this point. I feel like they're just kind of my friends. Is that weird? You get it. You also get free access to their app that I mentioned before when you buy a bike. So I'm talking about everything right there on your phone, from strength to yoga to bar, even meditations. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. Try Peloton classes for free the rest of the year. New members only. Visit onepeloton.com/app to learn more. Terms apply. Peloton. When your workout is a joy, it's a joy to work out. Do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do. Bet it could be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and that's a good thing because you have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Okay, let's talk about being on TV, because, I mean, how old were you when you started being on TV?
I was 15.
15. Okay, that's super young. And what was it like having a family dynamic on TV at that age? Like, what did that, that's pretty much, you've got camera crews and producers and stuff in your life at that point that obviously shapes you, who you are.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like, the first, you know, it was actually right before my 16th birthday was when we started filming. And we didn't use any of the footage. Like, they didn't use any of the footage of the first week because it was that bad. Of just, like,
no way.
Everyone fighting ever. Because, like, that was a new dynamic to us.
Uh-huh.
And it was, at first, we were like, oh, my God, this is so cool, you know? And then once we truly got into it and saw, like, all right, how people treat you differently, because regardless of what people think, yes, there are, you know, there are a lot of pros that come along with it.
Yeah.
But there's also that many, like, negatives that come along with it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's what was really hard, especially being 15. I feel like that's such, like, a pivotal time in life and figuring out, like, you know, kind of who you are and
being yes.
a teenager struggling with body image and all of those things.
Puberty, like puberty at that time, or for like, that's a crazy thing to go through on TV.
That's the craziest thing to me too, is people are like, oh my gosh, you look so different than when you first started on the show. I'm like, oh dear God. I'm like, I was 15.
Yeah. And yeah. That's
work done. I'm like, I'll tell you what I've had done. Like, I don't care.
I'm the exact same way. People say that to me all the time. Oh my gosh, you look so much older from when you were the Bachelorette. I'm like, yeah, because I am 6 years, 7 years older than I was when I was on the Bachelorette. You guys are constantly watching a show of women in their 20s. I'm getting older. The girls on the Bachelorette are staying the same age. Like, you don't have to rub it in. Yeah. Or they're getting younger. Yeah. There's all, just young girls on the show. And then I'm just like, you know, but it's true. People expect you, especially women, I think, to stay and look the same, or they're going to call you out because everyone needs to talk about appearance for some reason.
Yeah. I think that's the craziest part is we live in such a society now to where you hear women empowerment, like, you know, I support you, all of these things. So in reality, we know it's not the truth, you know?
Yes. I say that all the time. I'm like, it's one thing to say like, I like to empower women, or I'm like all about that. And then it's another to actually do that. And a lot of people say it and don't do it.
Yeah.
And it's really sad, but well, actually Nashville's getting kind of crazy too. I find LA to be really like, you know, everyone's out for themselves and trying to get ahead and they'll do whatever to get ahead. I kind of feel like Nashville is heading in that direction, which scares me.
Honestly, I feel like though it's always had a little touch of that. Like,
oh, it did.
You know, like girls around town that are sleeping with country music artists or far to like, you know what I'm like, it's just, we all know it. I think it's just been so quiet for so long and now it's just becoming more of an obvious thing.
That's true, because of social media, because more and more people can talk about it. But that's crazy. You guys also did a spinoff show. What inspired you and your brother to do the spinoff?
So I think he and I were 14 months apart. So, and he was graduating high school and then I still had a year left. So I ended up doing my junior and senior year in 1 year so we could graduate together.
Aww.
I was like mortified at the thoughts of being home, like without him. So yes. It's just, we've always been so close. And then I just feel like we grew up so sheltered. So we were like, all right, we want to do something of our own. And it kind of like it led us to LA and we had so much fun there filming. It was a challenge. I mean, think of like living with your sibling again. That was, oh dear God.
It's a lot.
So much fun.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Like even like in my 20s, if I had roommates, I would find it so challenging. And then I would like need to live on my own. And then I'd go back home and be like, oh, it's gonna be so easy because it's family. I'll just go. And then I'm like, I had to move back home for work and stuff. And I was like, oh, living with family is harder than living with roommates.
I'm the same way though. I'm such an introvert at times. Like I've never had a roommate. Like the thoughts of living with someone, like it gives me such bad anxiety.
I know. But that is sweet that you and your brother are so close. Are you guys going to do another season or do you know?
I think so. Right now it's just, you know, we film for Chrisley Knows Best. We film like 30 episodes. So
wow,
that right there is like 40 weeks. And then
that's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot.
What is your favorite part of filming a TV show and your least favorite part?
I think the answer is the same for both. Like working with your family.
Yeah.
Just because it's so great because we get to be around each other all the time, but you also can't escape, you know? And too, it's so hard because we want to argue, but then sometimes like, we don't even have anything to argue about. It's just the fact that we're around each other too much.
Your whole family though has such good banter. Like it's just, it really is entertaining to watch. I think especially from like a Canadian to see, like, cause it's like, I think a lot of Southern, I don't know if I could be talking out of my butt right now, but like your family dynamic is so funny to watch. And it's like the Southern grandma. Oh my gosh. You know, Kevin Klug, he was on your show.
Yes.
That's so funny. I just thought of this right now because that was one of the first episodes I watched of your show. I remember seeing a trainer on it and I just thought it was so funny and so entertaining. And I was with him the other day working out and he was talking about how reality TV, he's like, I went on the Chrisleys once. And I was like, I watched that episode. It's so funny.
Like the banter between us all and too, we're very like, we have to watch sometimes because we'll say things to each other on TV and the producers are like, whoa, do you not realize how that came off? And we're like, what? Like, we're just messing around with each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to filter ourselves at times because other people, like, we're harsh for some people.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's so great. It's every time it's on, I just think it's so entertaining. Do you guys like foresee yourselves doing like in the next 5 years, just continuing on with reality TV? Because I know you have your real estate license, you've got your makeup line, and that TV show is also like kind of a great commercial for your own products going on and what you have going on.
It's
so like, what is the plan?
It's the best advertisement, honestly. So as of now, the plan is to just keep going until the train eventually stops, which all comes to an end, but it's not looking like that's happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
And so I think with just filming, taking my cosmetics into a big retailer next year.
So amazing.
I'm so excited for that. And then, you know, my dad's got a few shows coming out, which are going to be so fun. He's got like a prank show that he's working on. His first prank was actually on Jason Aldean.
Fun.
Was probably the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. So we're starting to add a little like fun into the mix.
Oh, that's, wait, when will that air?
You know, I think he starts filming it. Oh, I don't even know what month we're in. I'm like,
I don't even know what, I forgot I was in my own house right now. Like, I don't even know.
They're filming that at the beginning of next year. So it's all just so much fun. And it keeps leading us to different things. So I like to, whatever comes my way, I'll entertain. So.
Absolutely, as you should. And tell me about your beauty and makeup line. Because first of all, what inspired you to do that?
Well, I think, you know, growing up on TV, like I said, I was so insecure and so self-conscious. And like, I would look in the mirror and I would hate what I saw. And I think it was just because hearing from people on social media comparing you, you know, at that time, because Kylie Jenner and I are literally one day apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so there was always that constant comparison, and you can't help yourself but like look and be like, oh my God, look at their waist, look at this, look at that.
Yeah.
And so at that point I just ran to makeup, and I was like, you know what? If it makes you feel a little bit better about myself, then that's what I'm gonna invest my time in.
Yep.
The older I got, the more I thought about that. And I thought about too how we kind of like, everyone always gives us this false sense of, well, as long as you feel good on the inside, that's all that matters, you know? And it's like, yeah, in an ideal world, that would be great. But that's not always attainable. And sometimes it does take like putting on a face of makeup and looking in the mirror and be like, okay, I really like myself today.
Yeah.
So
I think that's true. I mean, it's the same thing as coloring your hair or, you know, the outfits that you put on. You can get creative with makeup and you can like dress it up or dress it down. It can be more casual. It can be fancy. You can do so many different like creative things with makeup.
Exactly. So that's kind of what led me to it. And then recently I just came out with a new collection called the Breakup Collection. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to like take what I'm going through in life right now, and I'm going to kind of be like the Taylor Swift of makeup and
create
like shady names. And so that was really fun for me. And it's just been like so much fun. I actually had like some of it here now, and it's
so cool.
I'll have to send you some. I'm going to get your address or I'll drop it.
Yes, please. I'm like, I need makeup. Look at my face right now. I have nothing on. I'm like, send me makeup.
It's just like, it was so fun for me because like the names of them, like it's Your Loss, Boy Bye, Over It, Blocked, you know? So like, I truly dug into that hurt of breakups and was like, you know what? I'm going to make money off my breakups.
I love that. You know, that is very Taylor Swift of you to do it with makeup. Like, why not? It's taking personal experience and turning it into something that you love to do and that you're passionate about, and then making a quick dollar off of it.
Yes. Now I'm grateful for every person I've ever dated because look, like.
There you go. You should just put all of their names as the lip shades, like.
I'm going to be really shady. And like for the launch of it, I really wanted to do like a photo and a video because we all know I've loved my athletes. So I was like, you know what? I could do like a photo with a basketball, like a hockey stick. And my dad's like, Susan, you cannot do that. Like, that is not okay.
Hey, if you can't laugh at yourself and profit off of it, I mean, that's what's the fun? And you got to find some joy in the pain. So why not?
You're like, hey, you caused me this pain. So like, if it goes public, that's on you.
You should name the next collection Thank You Next.
That's actually one of the shade names.
Well, then there you go. We're on the same page here. That's amazing. Well, that's so cool. Where can people find all of your makeup?
So right now it's on sassybysavannah.com, and we've got the makeup, we've got my fragrances that are out.
Amazing.
I know. And two, something that was super important for me was creating products that were affordable. because I feel like that's something so hard to find. And I never wanted someone to say, because I did, I like had a collection of clothes, and there were some times where I would hear like, oh, I would love that, but it's too expensive. Like, I can't afford that. And yeah. Someone to say that, you know, it like hurts them to know that they can't have that. And yeah. It's like, you know what? I want to create something that if you want it, you can afford it. And so that's why it's like my lip kits are $12 for a lip.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, for a lipstick, a lip liner, and a lip gloss. So it's like, yeah. That was something that was super important to me. So I feel like we accomplished that one.
That's amazing. Yeah. No, everybody loves something that's affordable, especially like makeup and things that can get so pricey. There's so many pricey like beauty products and makeup lines that are like outrageous just for the name too, because you probably could jack up the prices for your name, but that's cool that you want to make it affordable for all the makeup users out there.
Okay, Vinos, let's take a second to talk about Ring. Not the one on my finger, even though I'd like to talk about that, but the one on my door. Everyone knows about the Ring video doorbell, but did you know that Ring also makes an award-winning alarm? Ring Alarm is such a great way to provide safety to you, your family, your loved ones. I know that having this alarm gives me such peace of mind, especially when I'm out of town, which seems to be constant these days. And now that the holidays are coming up, I know a lot of people are going to be traveling, and it's the perfect time to get it set up. It's also more than just security. The Ring alarm protects your home from fire, freeze, and flood too. And flooding is a real problem here in Nashville. It's not only powerful, but it's affordable too, and you can easily set it up yourself or use Ring's team to do it for you. And one of my favorite things, it is connected to your phone through the Ring app, so you can get notified if anything is detected. Plus, Ring alarm works seamlessly with all of your other Ring products, like their security cameras, so you can see what's happening both inside and outside your home. This holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/OTV to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. That's ring.com/OTV. Alrighty, I'm no magician over here, but lately I've been feeling like one when I do my laundry because I've been using OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener and Stain Remover. And let me tell you, it really does work like magic. I've just been organizing my closet for fall and winter because I know the colder weather is coming soon, and I've definitely found a couple of items that need to be brought back to life, and that is where OxiClean White Revive comes in. Okay, so I have to explain to you why it really does seem like magic. OxiClean White Revive has 40% more whitening power than chlorine bleach per load, so without any of the negatives of chlorine bleach, so you can revive those dingy whites in time for fall, bringing them back to brilliant and bright, and it's safe on colors too. I had a white shirt that I actually thought was heading straight into the trash, but I soaked it overnight and it really did come back to life. And this is just going to be such a game changer for the next time I stain something too, which, let's face it, is inevitable. It can be a mess sometimes, okay? So work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxiclean.com for cleaning tips and tricks. I have some questions for you from my listeners. Kihi asks, does she ever talk to or see her sister?
You know what? I don't. I definitely like keep up with her from afar because at the end of the day, she's my sister. It's going to change that. I feel like everyone goes through different phases of life and some are harder than others and people lose themselves and then try to find themselves again. And your actions during those times in your life aren't always reflective of who someone truly is. So yes. I think for me right now, it's just keeping up from a distance and like watching her little boy, who's my nephew. It's so crazy that now he's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just watching from a distance. Sometimes it's the only way to do things at certain points in life. And just knowing like, she's my sister, I love her. And what's meant to be in the end will always be.
Yeah, fair enough. Jackie Farm 04 says, if you could squash one rumor or opinion that's ever been said about you, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. You know what? One thing that has always bothered me is that I'm a gold digger. That's like one thing, because if only these people knew how much I paid for in relationships.
Yeah, really. That's what? So just because you date successful men, then people think you're a gold digger.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, No, like sometimes it's easier to date people who are in the public eye because they understand like the life that you live.
Yeah.
And two, it's like an ex of mine. I'm like, I dated him before he made it. Like,
yeah.
For everything during that time. Like, I never benefited once financially from him. So like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I love that. Let's squash that rumor right there, because that's only because you're like, people just say that about pretty girls who date successful men. I hate that so much. And that's
just as successful as they are. So leave me alone.
Exactly. I love it. We're squashing it. On that same note, what's a question you don't like being asked? If you never hear it again, you'll be happy.
I never. Oh my gosh. That one's a hard one. I think it's so hard to answer only because we've just never allowed anything to be off limits.
Totally. Like, I'm the same way.
We've just been like, ask us whatever you want to ask us. But I think of anything, it's just like probably what work I've had done. Like just constantly harping on those things. It's like, okay, I've said it once. Like you can find it online.
That's like, Google is your friend. I always say that when people are like, well, what have you had done? I'm like, I've talked about it so many times. Go, just Google what work has Caitlin had done. And guess what? You're going to see that I got a chin implant in there somewhere, but I didn't. So don't believe everything you read also.
Exactly. I saw one of mine that was like, you know, they'll like put your faces together, took a photo of me at 15 and then a photo of me now. And they're like, oh, she got, I think it was like cheek implants and all these things. Where are you coming up with this?
Like, whose cheeks do I have? Like, they're not implanted in me from someone else.
Beverly Hills plastic surgeon wise that gave you this implant, don't go to them.
Yeah. I know. That's so funny. But okay, Lauren Licious 2 asks, I'm in the beauty industry. Who is your inspiration and why?
Oh, you know, I feel like I do. I love Makeup by Mario. Love him. It's just, I feel like he definitely paved the way for a lot of makeup artists and just the makeup world in general.
Yeah.
But also too, like my makeup artist that I've used forever, Emily Jemison, I love her to death. And I started working with her when I was like 14, 15 years old.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And so she like grew with me over the years. And now like she's focused on getting married and all those things. Why she would do that, I don't know.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. No. She honestly, over the years, she's taught me so many things. And I feel like there are so many talented people out here. It's just whoever gets like luck of the draw at the time, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. It's the time of the pod where I'm going to ask you to confess something to me.
Well, you know what? I've never really said this before, but I do have my Finsta account.
You wait, you have a Finsta account?
Yeah, like to where I can stalk people without them knowing it's me stalking them.
Yeah, so it's like a fake Insta, a Finsta. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know if I've ever said this before. I made one once and then I got scared because I went to block somebody on my page. I was like, oh, I'm blocking that comment. And it said, do you want to block all other accounts this person creates? And so I was like, what if somebody would see that I said something, then they'd go block every other account. Then I was blocked. And then they figured out that it was me. I don't know.
Yes, you have to do it. Oh, dear God. I'm taking myself in a deeper hole. Do it from the email, you know?
Oh, I didn't even go that far. Okay.
I used like my college email for my fake Insta.
That's funny. Okay. No, that's good. I mean, I think it's important to be able to look up what you want to look at without feeling guilty about it or stupid or shame around it.
Exactly. Like I'm going to stalk. I'm going to find out anything and everything that I need to find out. And you know, it just is what it is.
Have you ever trolled someone with your Finsta?
I have never. Because I think I know what it felt like to have like these fake Instagram accounts say the worst things.
Totally.
That I was just like, you know what? I'm never going to be that person. I really just wanted my fake Instagram account, honestly, because of, you know, exes that I've dated.
Totally.
That not like one of them like acting sketchy as hell. And then like blocks me on everything. And I'm like, no, I want to see what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice try blocking me. I have a Finsta and you don't know what it is.
Exactly. So try figuring out who this person is, like what my new name is.
It's so true. Even if there was someone like, I think there's maybe one person in the whole world where truthfully I feel like I like loathe them, and I still couldn't bring myself to ever troll them if I had a fake Insta, because I wouldn't wish trolling on my worst enemy. Like, even if you want, you can think certain things about people, but to put it out there and say it to them and know that there's still a human being on the other end of that, it's just too much.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, I thank God I've never done that, but
Yeah, there's a special place in hell for trolls, which I'm also, I have a Zoom tomorrow with my wine club, and I'm being a troll for Halloween, and I'm going to have a name tag that says, hello, my name is Karen. And I'm just going to jump on the Zoom with my troll wig on, and I'm just going to start like giving fake insults, but I'm going to do a thing where I read mean tweets from people. Wait, look at this.
That's amazing.
This is my troll wig.
I'm dying. That is amazing.
I'm Karen.
Phenomenal. Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
And you know, that's probably the clip my producer is going to pick to put on my social media for this podcast. Here we go. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. One last thing before you go. It's just a quick game of growing up Chrisley. It's honestly just a never have I ever while growing up Chrisley. Never have I ever gotten a tattoo against my parents' wishes.
Oh, I have.
You have?
I have too.
And do they know about them now?
So I grew up like super Christian, like private Christian schools, everything. Yeah. And so I was like a rebel, like when I turned 18. I was like, I want to do what I want to do. You're not going to stop me. And so I got one on my wrist.
Yeah.
And then I got one like on the side of my boob.
Yeah.
I like that was a heart. It was the most pointless thing ever.
Okay.
And then I remember I was like washing. It was actually during an episode that we were filming, and like I had bracelets on to try to cover it. Yeah. And washing a dish or something, and my dad saw it, and his face just like, you could tell he was just immediately pissed. And I didn't say anything. And then after, he like ripped me a new one.
Yeah.
The older I got, I was like, you know what? I really don't even like this. It's in my ex-boyfriend's brother's girlfriend's handwriting.
Super sentimental.
They're all removed now.
Oh my God. Oh, really? You removed them? That's so funny. Yeah. Wait, is your dad always like what we see is what we get? Is that always how he is?
It is. It is. That's it's amazing. Exhausting. It's, I say that, but like, he's also my best friend. He knows more than father should ever know about their daughter. 100%.
That's so funny. He just seemed like such a blast to be around.
Going back to my Finsta. So I gave him access to it and for him to stalk, and he sent someone a message.
Oh no.
It was his Instagram account. So he messed me up.
Oh no. Oh, he blew it.
Blew it.
That's so funny. Whoops. That's a big whoops. That's so funny. Okay. Never have I ever had a secret boyfriend I didn't tell my parents about.
Ooh. I think so. I mean, I think I did. Like the first guy I truly, oh no. So before my first serious relationship, I kind of like dated my brother's best friend in high school, which was a disaster. Like, it was just a really bad idea.
Yeah, and I can see that.
My parents didn't know. My brother didn't know. It was, yeah.
Yeah, that seems like something I would want to keep from. If I had a brother, I just imagine, like my sister didn't even like if I dated one of her friends. I can't even imagine having a brother. Did your brother care or did he even know?
Oh, he was heartbroken and then he messed around with my best friend. So.
Oh, he showed you.
Yeah.
He got you back. Okay, never have I ever dated multiple people at once.
Oh, no, never.
Yeah, you're still a good Christian girl at the end of the day. Okay.
Podcast, as Todd walks in the door and scares the crap out of me.
I love it. I thought that was a dog barking. We were just talking about how much I think I would enjoy spending time around you.
You know what? You would have a ball spending time with me. I'm a good, decent, opinionated human being.
Yeah.
I get that from you. And you're also, you would make me laugh at all, like all the time.
You have the best skin.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I love people with good skin. I love people that are beautiful. So you and I would get along great.
Oh, well, then we would get along just fine because I feel the same way and you too have great skin.
And I will leave you with this beauty right here. Have a great day.
Oh, it's good to see you. That was a fun little cameo. Oh, that, like I would just never leave home. Like I know it's a lot, but.
You do realize I redid this bathroom. Like this bathroom, like it is gorgeous.
So
like,
nice.
Literally couldn't ask for it to be any better. And wow. Like I'm staying at their house because I'm like, I'm afraid to stay by myself.
That's sweet. Oh, that makes me just wish my family was here. Like if only I could just, that's so nice to have your family so close all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's again, I know it's a lot, but also so much fun. Okay. That's all I have for you. It was a really short game, but that's it.
That's it.
I was like, I had one more, but I feel like this is not something you would do. Never have I ever dined and dashed. That's stealing.
Never.
No, you would never. I actually did one time. This is so embarrassing. I actually did I didn't dine and dash. I was short by like 20 cents and I left. And I was probably like 17 years old and I was mortified. And the next day I went and like borrowed money from my mom and took it back to the restaurant because I felt so bad.
Oh my, honestly, I've never dined and dashed, but I remember growing up and my dad's told this on TV. Like, so we go down to, we had homes in like Seaside, Florida, like 38.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we would spend like all of our time down there. There was like a little, it's called Modica Market. It's like the little, you know, market in the square. And my brothers went up there and they stole condoms from the market.
No.
And my dad found out. My dad made them take them back up there to the register and say, I stole these.
And what happened?
They were like these people, they knew our family, like, but they had a job there. Like it was so they, obviously my brothers were mortified, but the owners were like, you know,
but they're like, yeah, whatever. Just put it back. It back where you got it. As long as it's not used. That's so funny. Condoms of all things. That's amazing. Okay. So sorry, my dogs are caught up in the cords of my microphone right now. Okay, stop. And he's also wearing a t-shirt right now. You have to see this. Come here, Pino. Come here. Come here. Come here. He's wearing a t-shirt because he got a... He's wearing a t-shirt.
I'm not going to lie. I see your dogs on social media all the time. And I'm like, they are so cute, but I don't think I can deal with the hair.
It's a lot of hair. I don't even know why I dare to wear black because I am just like, there's hairs everywhere, but he has little itchy spots on his tummy. And so I had to spray like this hot spot spray and then put a t-shirt on him so that he doesn't itch. And it's so cute. He's wearing my little Harley Davidson t-shirt. Thank you so much for taking the time to podcast with me today. And I need to go have a glass of wine, but we're both in Nashville. Things are happening. We should just not go to a bar, but go hang out one time.
Exactly. No, we will. Just let me know like your schedule. We actually wrap filming. I fly to Palm Springs on Sunday for 2 weeks. And then like I'm finished filming till January. So.
Oh, fun. Oh my gosh. Let's get together for a little Christmas holiday spirit.
Girl, I love Christmas. You have no idea. My landscape is being done right now. So I will be ready.
Oh my gosh. I will help you decorate for Christmas in your redone house. That sounds magical.
I love you. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course. Tell your family I say hi.
I will. Y'all, you're the best.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.